Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. And as we like to do, you know, 1 week we do an open show and we're talking about anything our listeners want to talk about. And then the next week we typically will do a guest and we want to focus on a specific topic. And, you know, a few weeks ago we had Kevin Bress on. We were talking about estate planning. And then, you know, we did an open show. Well, tonight we're going to talk about property casualty insurance. Property casualty insurance being auto and home insurance and umbrella insurance and those kind of things, dealing with the liability claims or the loss of property and getting reimbursed for that loss, that financial loss from your insurance policies. And tonight my good friend and guest, Todd Boyle, is with us of Boyle Insurance Group. Todd, how are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me, Drew.
It's great to have you, and I've worked with you now for, what, about 10 years?
It's been about that, I think.
Yeah, and I've really appreciated all that you do for our clients, and you're predominantly Erie Insurance.
Correct.
So, you know, you can represent some other companies, I assume.
Yes, but 90% of it is probably with Erie.
And you know, the reason that, you know, we're going to have somebody on in a few months who's going to talk in general about property casualty, but he's talking more business insurance and so forth. Your focus is predominantly personal lines, right?
Yes, sir, mainly.
Yeah. So the reason that I like to have you on is because since 1984, I don't look that old, Todd. That's what you're supposed to say. But
not
since 1984, I've been dealing with Erie Insurance and recommending our clients to Erie Insurance. And there are very, very few clients that I have recommended to Erie since 1984 who have ever found it an opportunity to switch to a company that was giving them a better deal.
Yeah, a lot of our clients are, you know, long time policyholders going on decades, and there's good reason for it.
Yeah, look, I tell my clients all the time that you should be loyal to your insurance company, but only if they can prove they're worthy to be loyal to. And I shop Erie all the time. I'm constantly looking and saying, is there a better company out there than Erie right now? Is there a better company than Erie out there? And in 35 years now, I personally have had my insurance with Erie and have not been able to find a company that competes with them.
Yeah, we can be a little picky on the underwriting, but, you know, if you've got a ticket or something like that, you know, usually we can still get you some auto insurance. And if you're not as risky as a person, then, you know, you'll have that competitive rate.
You're also very competitive outside the Beltway limit and not inside the Beltway limit.
It can.
I have not found you to be very competitive inside the Beltway.
It could be hit or miss. You know,
you
we
can
always
say
like
what you want
it.
To, Todd, but I have not found Erie to be competitive inside the Beltway limit. You know, I've tried, and you know, we have clients inside the Beltway, whether they're inside in, you know, Towson, which is inside the Beltway, or whether they're all the way inside the, you know, in Canton or something like that. Erie just isn't competitive inside the Beltway. But outside the Beltway, where I live, they're incredibly competitive.
Yeah, and, you know, you can't beat their claim service. We get J.D. Power Awards for, you know,
you're listed by Consumer Reports in the top five of all insurance companies to deal with by Consumer Reports. USAA typically takes the top billing, but Erie's typically in the top five or ten at the very least.
That's correct. And they're a regional carrier, so they're not anywhere south of Carolina.
Yeah,
they're not in Texas, Florida.
If you're looking to move into Florida in the next year or two, you don't want to be with Erie because you're going to have to start
all
over
possible.
Again.
That's correct.
Yeah, so it's a mid-Atlantic company, But it's a great Mid-Atlantic company, and you know, I just want our listeners to know, I've sent you many referrals. I don't ask for commission, you know, rebates. I don't ask for referral fees. I don't ask for fruit baskets or Super Bowl tickets from you or anything. I only send them to you, Todd, because you take care of them, and I believe Erie's the best company.
Well, thank
and
you.
That's the whole thing to it. That's the thing about our company. We're a fee-only company. We don't take referral fees. We don't take commissions. We look for what we believe is the best for our clients, and that power of the advice is all that drives our firm. And we have found Erie, and you specifically, to take good care of our clients. So I appreciate that.
Thank you. And we do our best to help them out and get them a competitive package with – you know, coverage that fits their needs.
Yeah. So even though we're on a specific night, we're going to take calls tonight. If anybody wants to call in and ask a question about auto insurance or home insurance or umbrella liability or anything of that sort, property casualty insurance, personal lines, that's what we're talking about. If you want to call in, 410-922-6680 and ask a question. But again, it has to be solely dealing with property casualty insurance, auto and home, and umbrella liability, flood insurance. That's a personal line of insurance. Those typical types of things. So if you want to call in and ask a question, you can feel free. 410-922-6680 is a way to call in and ask a question tonight. Todd, you know, we've got to go on a break in about a minute, but there are many issues we talked about that we see often. When we send them to you, we've got numerous issues we want them to get fixed. And one is we want to see if Erie can beat the rate that they're paying. And the companies that advertise on television are usually ones you beat the most. I'm not going to name them, but the ones you see most often on television are easy to beat, they seem.
Yeah, it's I think maybe some that have a reptile or something like that. We can usually get close to the same
people
price.
People jumping in the harbor, they are usually one of the worst of them all. You know, you see that commercial all the time, Statue of Liberty jumping in the harbor, you know, or Peyton Manning's on the commercial or something like that. You know, you can beat those guys quite often.
But more importantly, we're usually doing so and getting them better coverage, too.
And get them a lot better coverage, and that's an amazing thing. But when we come back from this pause, we're going to talk about some of the typical mistakes that we see on auto and homeowners insurance and other types of personal lines of insurance that most of our listeners don't even know that they have this mistake going on. So when we come back, that's what we're going to do. But right now, we got to go to traffic. Take it away, traffic.
This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you and your family can trust and count on for the rest of your life? The Financial Consulate, being fee-only, is unable to take commissions or referral fees. We are independent of stockbrokers and insurance companies and work solely as a fiduciary in your best interest. These are the key ingredients of a professional financial advisor. If you've been wanting a second opinion, then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your financial physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE, or go online to financialphysical.com to learn more. That is financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. Eagles. There you go. City Girls. Yeah, that's what I said. City Girls. Anyway, you know, when you listened to last week's show, if you haven't already, you know, I just wanted to, you know, give you the prototype of what a great producer would bring music to me, as Noah did last week. Three songs, I knew every single one of them perfectly, you know, so. Anyway, we're going to Washington in Pasadena. Washington, how can we help you? Washington.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Ah, there you are. How are you, my friend?
Okay. Yes, I had a question for your guest.
Go ahead.
I imagine most times if you're in an accident, you can actually, auto accident, you can walk away from it. You kind of know where your car is going to go because either you're going to be driving it away yourself or you may be able to get it towed, and you kind of know where it's actually going to end up. But what happens if you get into a serious accident and you get taken away in, let's say, an ambulance, and your car has to get towed in order to just get it out of the way? What are the laws regarding things like if there's going to be storage charges, access to the personal effects, and if the car gets totaled, how is that handled?
Todd?
Yeah, sometimes it can be challenging to track down vehicles in those scenarios. But most of the time in, you know, the local jurisdictions, whether it be in Baltimore County or on the Beltway, things of that nature, we know where the vehicle is going to be going. You know, there's selected spots where an impound lots or whatever the case may be, that it's the vehicle's going to go there. And it might take, you know, 24 hours to track it down. You know, if you're not in the situation to, you know, help track it down, the insurance adjuster, you know, should be able to step in and assist with that.
How about personal property that might be in there? How do you prove that it, if it's not there when you finally get your car, how do you prove that? You know, like if my $50,000 set of golf clubs that I have, Todd, because that's what it takes to play great golf nowadays.
Well, you should have a receipt for those $50,000 golf clubs. Or
how do I prove that I had them in there?
That's a tough question there. You're going to have to, you know, come up with something that you even have them.
Right.
Overall, maybe you shouldn't be leaving, you know, expensive electronics or anything like that in your vehicle to begin
with.
That's
an interesting question that Washington's bringing up. So if you say my car's totaled, but I want my car, even though you total it, can I have it back?
It depends. There is such thing as a salvage title. So if you decided, hey, I want the car back, then, you know, you've got to go through the process with the MVA to, you know, get a salvage title and things of that nature, and then maybe go to the extent that it has to be reinspected. You know, it's good to drive on the road again, et cetera, et cetera.
Hmm. Washington, was there
one of the questions?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Washington.
Right, one of the questions I had is, I guess, depending on who is at fault or deemed to be at fault, and I don't know if it has to go through trial at this particular point, but obviously, from what I understand, many of the jurisdictions don't have their own storage yards for cars. Most of the time, the cars get towed. It gets towed by some tow company that has a contract with the jurisdiction. So then you're incurring towing charge and storage fees, and those can start getting racked up. Now, I imagine if I'm not at fault and it's the other driver, I take it that that person's insurance company has to pay for the storage charge and the towing?
Correct. If you're found not at fault, then it's the other carrier that should be picking up the bill on that. Now, that might not happen in the first few days or week of the process, but as the charges are being incurred, it's going to get passed along once, you know, fault is ultimately decided.
All right, Washington.
Okay, right. Well, thank you very much, Showman.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a good question. You know,
it is.
They tow your car away, and there's charges being racked up, and sooner or later you're gonna total it, or, you know, whose fault is it? Who's gonna pay all those fees? The insurance companies. One insurance company's gonna pick it up for you ultimately, right?
Yeah, and sometimes it can be challenging. It, you know, it might take more than a day to track down the vehicle.
Right.
It just and in some cases, you know, an officer gets assigned to assisting, you know, with that.
Right. Yeah. And Richard in Pikesville, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead and ask your question, sir.
Okay. It's got automobile insurance. I basically, since I started driving, had the same company for insurance, let's say well over 50 years, and they kept raising rates, and I never really had a claim. And I pay an enormous amount of money when you're over 70, and I called around, and I found a company, a major company, and I'm paying one-third I thought loyalty was good. If you stay with one company over 50 years.
That's a misnomer, Richard.
And then I see the commercials on television from this company, and they say how we save you money and save you this. And I said, wait a minute now. They're charging me three times what another company's charging.
Yeah, that's very common, very common. We send clients to Todd all the time, and it's 50, 60, 70% savings because these big companies can be quite expensive.
Now, but I mean, when you turn, let's say, over 70, they don't want you
there
anymore?
There is age discrimination now legally allowed in the auto insurance market, isn't it?
Yeah, because, I mean, just like it is on any age, you know, 16-year-olds, they're rated heavily more so than everybody else. So there's age bans, and basically, these days, you know, they're going by years, you know, 61, 62, 63, and so on and so forth, and it's all backed up by the statistics and actuarial numbers, things of that nature.
And there are some companies that are far more aggressive on it than there are others.
Okay, thank
definitely.
You.
Yeah, absolutely, Richard. Be careful out there. When you start turning 70, you got to be careful.
I'm over 70. Maybe yeah. When I turn 80. All right, thanks.
All right, buddy, you take care. We're going to Odell in Glen Burnie. How can we help you?
Good morning.
Yeah.
I heard you guys talking about Savage Titles. The problem I have about that, the insurance companies, I had a lady hit me. I had a 94 Chevrolet Silverado pickup truck. Excellent running condition. She ripped the running board off the side of my truck. And because it cost over $3,000 to fix it, I can't mention the insurance company on the phone. But when the major insurance company and the girl was driving without a license, DUI, and they gave me a Savage Title. So I had to buy the truck back for a couple hundred bucks and go get it reinspected and everything. So if it got hit again, it wouldn't be worth anything. They didn't want to pay the over $3,000 to repaint the side of the truck and get a new running board because it was an older truck.
Yeah, it's a challenging situation because I know we've definitely had clients in the past. You know, they have a vehicle that's 15, 20, you know, model years old, low mileage and pristine condition. And, you know, the actual what they call the blue book value or the claims book value
right.
on it's only $2,000. So then they're not going to pay you, unfortunately, you know, $3,000 from your perspective.
Couldn't Odell come to you and say, I don't want you to just give me blue book value. I want you to insure my car for a stated value. Can he do that?
Well, I tried that, and they said, well, all you're going to get is blue book value. So,
well, I'm talking about you had to do this before you had an accident.
Only certain carriers might have that ability, and it's usually for a vehicle that might be of unique, you know, kind
like
and quality. Correct.
Yeah, but you Silverado 90. What did he say?
94.
That would be
94.
Close. You'd be able to get some
it
kind
was
of tech.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
And I had to go out and buy a newer truck, and only got $500 for. I thought the insurance. That's all they would give me for the truck.
It's one of the negatives of doing really good maintenance on your cars and keeping them for long times because now that you have an accident, the insurance companies are going to take advantage of that, aren't they? Well, not take advantage of it, but.
She was driving her friend's car and she was drunk and she had a suspended license and her friend was drunk. They try to make a right hand turn from a left hand lane.
Just to remember next time, Odell, when you get out of the car, start holding your neck and go to the hospital, right?
That's what I told that insurance company. I'm laying on the ground if it's all me and
Amland. Look at Todd down there turning red right now. I got to go, Odell. We're going
to
be
I see you guys all the time, first time calling in, and I appreciate everything you guys talk about.
All right. You take care. Thank you for that. Anyway, we're on a show about property casualty insurance. I'm here with Todd Boyle. Who's an agent that we refer a lot of people to with Erie Insurance, and we're going to talk about just auto, home, and umbrella liability and any other personal lines of P&C insurance. And if you want to call in and ask a question when we come back from the break, 410-922-6680. Right now, I have to go to traffic. Take it away, traffic. This is Drew Tignanelli, host of Money, Riches, and Wealth, and president of the Financial Consulate. Are you looking for a professional financial advisor that you can trust and help you through all stages of life? Having a team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs gives us the ability to help you prepare your tax return, strategize to help you minimize tax liability, help you visualize and reach your retirement goals, and help guide you in every other facet of personal financial planning.
We demonstrate these abilities every Wednesday night on our radio show, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Have you been wanting a second opinion? Then consider our trademark service, the Financial Physical. We guarantee if you don't come away from your financial physical with a sense of immense value, then there will be absolutely no charge. Call 410-823-7283 to speak with me and the team of comprehensive personal financial advisors and CPAs. That is 410-823-SAVE or go online to financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. That's not one of the three songs I know, Chris. Anyway, we're here with Todd Boyle. We're talking about property casualty insurance. Todd, I had a Facebook question come in from a Nick about guaranteed replacement cost on houses and for Erie Insurance, and he was wondering, are all your policies guaranteed replacement costs? And he's asking also on personal property. So explain that. It's a little complicated, but...
Yeah, so with guaranteed replacement cost, when the policy's initially written, we're trying to put a figure on, okay, well, what do we think it would it cost this day and age? So, you know, let's say it's $500,000. So with guaranteed replacement cost, in the worst-case scenario, if we had to rebuild, if it costs $600,000 to rebuild, $700,000 to rebuild, Erie's going to pay whatever is necessary to rebuild that house because it's guaranteed.
Right.
They're one of the few carriers that still offers that type of coverage. Now, you could potentially select a lower type of coverage, whether it's just regular replacement cost. Other things are available, but I doubt many Erie agents are, you know, offering, you know, right
so
off
now,
the bat, that type of
just
coverage.
Just to help the listeners understand how unique that is typically when you look at a policy, you have a dwelling limit. And let's say it says $500,000. Well, that means that they're not going to go over $500,000. That's what that coverage is saying, unless they have some kind of endorsement somewhere that says they will.
Or it could be limited by a percentage, like 125% above that $500,000. So then they're at $625,000.
But Erie's just says guaranteed replacement costs.
Correct.
And the only reason they come up with that a number as to what the dwelling's worth is so they can figure out how much they're going to insure the personal property with.
Correct, and get the overall rate. And then along with that, most of the time, you know, we're going with comprehensive perils. So that means unless it's specifically excluded, it's covered.
Right.
Things are excluded or
most
flood.
People don't realize, Todd, that their insurance, most companies write what's called an HO3 policy, where the house is comprehensive or all risk coverage. So you have to the insurance company has to prove to you that they excluded it. That's what that means, right? And then the personal property, though, you have to prove to the insurance company in HO3 that it was insured.
And then
named perils, broad peril coverage.
And so it'd have to be a fire, wind, lightning, theft.
One of those 18 things. But with yours, it's all risk for both personal property and homeowners because it's an HO5, the better form of homeowners coverage. That's another reason why we've always referred Erie.
Correct. That's the way we always lead with clients, and we lead them in that direction.
Hold on. I want to go to Ray in Baltimore City. Ray, how can we help you?
I was asking the whole package, home insurance, umbrella, and two-car full coverage, roughly how much can it cost? But the husband and wife, early 60 and late 60 years.
So just the
two... The property is a Hunt Valley area.
So just the two of you are driving, you're in your 60s, right? And you want to know what car insurance with an umbrella might cost. You have a good driving record, too?
Our driving record last 3 years is very good.
Just the last 2 years? Well, your insurance company is going to look back the last 3 years.
It's good, but I had only one accident. Even it was not my fault. And he had the cause and witness. They said, I passed the red light. I didn't pass it. It was an arrow green. But he had the witness.
So where do you live? Is it in the city somewhere? Where?
No. I live at Fox, north of Hunt Valley.
Okay, Sparks.
Oh, you live in Sparks. Oh, okay.
Yes.
So what kind of cars do you drive? Last question. What kind of cars do you drive?
2016 Camry SE and 2014 Pathfinder SUV.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's pretty standard, actually.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's hard to just throw out a number there because there's so many things
I'll
that go into
it. I'll throw out a number if you don't, Todd. But go. I mean,
did you say, was that first car Jaguar?
No, Camry.
Camry, okay. And then, do you own a home up there or a condo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's the square footage on your house?
About 2,500.
2,500.
It could be possibly somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,500, you know, $3,000.
That would be a very, very good number. I mean, that would be on the high side even.
With an umbrella.
Yeah, with an umbrella.
And really the only way we could, you know, give you a for sure is you call us up tomorrow and coming days.
Is it possible, not on the air, I give my phone number, you call me because I'm driving?
Well, no, I tell you, yeah, okay. So, okay, we'll put you on hold. Chris will get your number and Todd will call you, okay?
That's perfect. Thanks.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. All right, that's line one there. I'm going to line two. Andrew in Arbutus, how can we help you?
I have a quick question. I know Erie doesn't deal with this, but for companies like Baltimore Equitable Insurance, where you pay up front for home or auto or life, what are the pros and cons of doing that?
That's an interesting question.
That's
There's
a good question.
Lots of pieces and parts to that. What do you think?
So they can come back and reassess things every few years.
And they
do
that.
Yeah. As costs go up, they'll come back, you know, 10 or 12, 15 years later and say, okay, we've got to reevaluate your house, and then you've got to ante up some more money. At the same time, you know, you give them the lump sum on year one, and then you don't have to pay anything for 10 years. Baltimore Equitable, from what I've heard, you know,
they've got a good reputation.
Yeah, claims, they pay claims well. And
the policy's not as well written as Erie's HO5 policy. I've got to admit that. They got to admit that. Hopefully they would admit that. You're much more comprehensive with Erie than it is with Baltimore Equitable.
That's probably true. It is a unique product, though.
Let's tell the other listeners what Andrew's mentioning. And so there's a company called Baltimore Equitable, and so with Todd, you buy a homeowner's, like let's say Ray works out with Todd, and he says, I've got a 2,500 square foot house. Todd's going to charge him, let's say, $1,000 a year, right? Now, Baltimore Equitable, if he wanted to deal with them, they'd come out there and say, Ray, you give us $10,000. And you don't have to give us anything more. And someday in the future, when you want to leave us, we're going to give you your $10,000 back. That's how Baltimore Equitable works. So technically, they're giving him 10% on his $10,000 in lieu of him paying a yearly premium to somebody. Me personally, I don't like the idea because I don't ever want to assume that they're going to give me my $10,000 back. I want to always prefer to just pay somebody every year and not worry about if Baltimore Equitable is doing the right or wrong things with my company and hear one day that Baltimore Equitable is going under.
Someone
and
runs away with the money.
My $10,000 is running with them, you know?
Yeah.
I really don't care. I don't care what they're going to offer me. I don't want to do it, but I understand people who do. And, Andrew, I think it's, you know, for people who like it, it works. That's all I can say.
Okay.
All right, buddy?
Thanks for the information.
All right. You take care. There's good questions and
so forth.
Tell everybody how to get in touch with yourself, you know, because Ray wanted to know, but let me tell others how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, so our website's boyleinsures.com. It's BOYLEINSURES.com. Phone number is 410-838-7206.
You got to say that again slower.
The phone number is 410-838-7206.
All right.
Toll free, it's 1-800-696-3743.
But the easy way to do that, because most people use computers or iPads or something like that, or their iPhone, they can just Google search Boyle Insurance Group.
That's correct.
Right?
And you'll find
and
our
Facebook. And you're in Bel Air.
Yes, sir.
You're in Bel Air. So if you know you're on the right Boyle Insurance Group, not the one in Fort Worth, Colorado, or whatever might come up, but if it's in Bel Air, Boyle Insurance Group, you're the only one up there.
That's correct.
Yeah. And so that's an easy way. But your actual website is Boyle Insures.
Correct.
Okay. But the company name is Boyle Insurance Group, if you just want to Google search it. Anyway, we got to take another pause. We're going to be right back. What I'd like to do is go over the mistakes we come and see. So hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. Take it away, traffic.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. And we're here with Todd Boyle. He's with Boyle Insurance Group. That's an imaginative name. Todd Boyle with Boyle Insurance Group. And
my creativity was flowing that day.
I tell you, it's great. And anyway, we're talking about property, casualty insurance, auto, and home. Let's run through. We got 10 minutes. Let's just run through some of the common mistakes we find. Number one, in my opinion, liability and uninsured, underinsured motorist coverage.
So most folks out there these days might have a coverage, the bodily injury number is 100,000 per person up to 300,000 per accident. You're asking, well, what is that? So if you cause the accident, you're at fault. The other party is going to be able to sue up to 100,000 or get that, and then 300,000 total. So the thought process is it's just not enough.
No one's going to sue you for 100,000. One shock trauma flight is $100,000 out the door, period.
Yep.
And so you get a family of three, and one of those people is off in a helicopter shock trauma. You used up your $100,000. Now all your personal assets are coming into play for any other bills for that family.
Yeah, garnished wages in the future or coming out
all
of your own pocket somehow.
And if you injure a family, they're willing to spend whatever it takes to make sure you pay.
So, and then on the other side, like you mentioned, those coverages are helping you potentially yourself if it's an uninsured person or underinsured person.
How many people in Maryland are uninsured? Average.
25-ish.
14.
I know it's
14. Uninsured.
Uninsured.
Uninsured. How many drive around in the state of Maryland with only the minimum coverage, 30-60?
How many, have that lower limit?
50% drive with the...
So flip a coin.
Flip a coin. You're 50%, your chance, you're going to get zero or $30,000. That is a horrible statistic. You need underinsured and uninsured motorist coverage big time.
Yeah, so, most of the time these days, we're thinking at least something that's more adequate is $250,000 per person up to $500,000 per accident.
We're telling clients $500,000, $1 million.
Correct. Then we'll sometimes go up the, $1 million limit if it's someone that's professional that has some earning power. And then beyond that, we're always suggesting an umbrella policy.
Yeah.
These days.
So explain, that's the second one, umbrella insurance. Most people don't have proper umbrella insurance. They don't even know what it is. People with net worths of $1 million, $2 million, $3 million don't even know what this is. What the heck's going on out there?
So if you've got your auto limit at, $500,000, $1 million, and you've got property damage at $100,000, let's say. So the property damage is, it's protecting the one car you hit or the two cars you hit or, God forbid, a house or something of that nature. $100,000 is not going to go very far as well. So then the umbrella policy comes into play for $1 million, $2 million, whatever you may purchase, to go above and beyond those limits. And then in addition to that, it's going above and beyond the limits of your home or the other houses you own or your boat or your motorcycle, things
and
of that nature.
It's funny how in the court systems, the settlement costs, settling a claim goes up when they happen to know the person on the other side who caused the accident is actually worth a good bit of money.
Correct. The lawyers going to magically start going after everything. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. So if your net worth is $2 or $3 million and you don't have an umbrella, you need to get rid of your property casualty insurance agent, in my opinion, and you need to be talking to somebody like Todd, because I've never seen a client of yours not come and have an umbrella insurance policy.
And it's reasonably priced. I mean, $1 million coverage, you know, without any younger drivers might be $150-$200 a year.
You know, when I go do seminars, I talk about an umbrella, Todd, most people's eyes are like, gosh, how much is that going to cost? And when I say $150, they're like,
why don't
really?
I have it?
Why don't I have it? Why isn't anybody ever told me about this, you know? So the next one is the dwelling coverage on the house.
Yeah, so a lot. Maybe 20% of the times lately, we see a person's declaration page, you know, come across my desk, and I'm looking at it, and we look at the square footage and of the house, and it says 500,000, and it's 2,000 square foot house. Well, pretty much anywhere in our area, that's just way too much insurance for a 2,000 square foot house. So if folks aren't, you know, talking to their agent every 3 to 5 years, you know, the dwelling amount on your policy can get out of hand unless you're asking the questions about it. So it is a good idea if your agent isn't trying to, you know, make touch base with you every few years, you know, you've got to reach out to them as well and you know, try to take a look at things. Because if you don't, you're probably paying for coverage that you really wouldn't ever need, possibly.
So let's talk about that, because that's a lot more involved than what we, you know, just sound like what you said. So you got somebody who has a house worth, you know, to rebuild is $500,000, but their homeowner's policy has become $750,000. Not uncommon, right?
Not uncommon at all.
Not uncommon. What most people don't understand is that a lot of their other coverages are now built off of that $750,000 number. Your personal property.
It'll be a ratio of
normally 3/4.
Yep.
Right? And then the other structures.
Could be 10 or 20%.
10 or 20. And then loss of use is normally about 20% also.
Yeah, if it's not a fixed time period, correct.
Right.
That's another percentage.
So you've got these percentages built off of that. So all of those coverages could be overstated. And you're paying a lot of money for each one of them. It's you know, and when you drop that down to $500,000, what it should be, all of a sudden, all those other coverages go down where they ought to be also, and you save a lot of money.
It adds up over the years.
It adds up, and the agent's not doing any. Most agents, in my opinion, are nothing more than ticket takers. I hate to say it. That's why I like you. You know, you seem to be much more attentive to what's going on with your clients' policies. Most agents that I meet or that my clients come to me with, all they're doing is just getting another client in the door and just stacking it up because the renewals just keep coming in. They just keep making money. It doesn't matter to them if they've got it right or not. And there's no liability really on most agents. Liability on agents is not an easy thing to prove.
Yeah, I mean, we try to do the right thing with most of your clients. You know, I'm going out there personally, seeing their house, meeting them, you know, trying to develop the relationship some more and do it the right way the first time.
So, Todd, tell our listeners, because we only got about a minute left, tell our listeners how to get in touch with you if they want to experience. And I know if they call you, and they call me and tell me that Todd Boyle didn't treat me right, you know you're going to hear from me, don't you?
Most certainly.
Okay.
Luckily, that doesn't happen very often.
Doesn't happen hardly ever. So go ahead.
So the website's Boyle Insures. It's BOYLEINSURES.com. If you Google us online, it's Boyle Insurance Group. We're in Bel Air, Maryland. You can reach us by phone. Toll-free, it's 1-800-696-3743.
That's great. So the easiest way to find you is just Google search your Boyle Insurance Group.
I think so, because then you can just hit the call button.
Bel Air, Maryland is where you're at. And so I really appreciate you being with us here tonight and sharing that. There's so much more we could have talked about.
It certainly
is. But we had
a
lot of great questions that we were able to answer tonight. So I appreciate that.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Todd. And anyway, next week we'll be on a full open show. So if you want to call in next week, ask any question you want. We'll be more than happy to answer. But tonight, this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless.
things are gonna be much better.